here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, April the 29th, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Yusuf Komunyakoo, born in Bogalusa, Louisiana, 1947. Grew up in the South just as the civil rights movement was gaining momentum in the late 60s. Went to Vietnam. He was in the U.S. Army as a journalist, editing the military newspaper. Came back from Vietnam and began writing poetry. He published his first two collections himself, and it was the third, Copacetic, 1984, that gained him some attention. And then a couple of years later, a collection of poems about his experience in Vietnam, Dien Cai Dao, which in Vietnamese means this crazy head, which included a poem about a visit to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., which ends, "Names shimmer on a woman's blouse, but when she walks away, the names stay on the wall. Brush strokes flash, a red bird's wings cutting across my stare. The sky, a plane in the sky. A white vet's image floats closer to me, then his pale eyes look through mine. I'm a window. He's lost his right arm inside the stone, in the black mirror. A woman's trying to erase names. No, she's brushing a boy's hair." Yusuf Komunyakoo, who said poetry is a kind of distilled insinuation. It's a way of expanding and talking around an idea or a question. Sometimes more actually gets said through such a technique than a full frontal assault. It's the birthday of the poet C.P. Kavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863. His parents were Greek. He wrote his poetry in Greek, but he lived in Alexandria almost his entire life. Worked as a clerk in the city's irrigation office. Retired 30 years later. Lived with his mother until he was 36 in an apartment just above a brothel. C.P. Kavafi, who in one of his best-known poems, Ithaca, wrote, "When you set out on your journey to Ithaca, pray that the road is long, full of adventure, full of knowledge. Visit many Egyptian cities to learn and learn from scholars. Always keep Ithaca in your mind. To arrive there is your ultimate goal, but do not hurry the voyage at all. It is better to let it last for many years. Ithaca has given you the beautiful voyage. Without her, you would have never set out on the road." And it's the birthday of William Randolph Hearst, born San Francisco, 1863. His father, George, was a millionaire from the gold rush who won a newspaper as payment for a gambling debt. His son, William, started out with that paper, The Examiner, and acquired nearly 30 others, New York, L.A., Boston, Chicago. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Baer, entitled Letter of Resignation. "Dear Blank, after much deliberation, without qualm, scruple, or further delay, I hereby tender my formal resignation as your lover and future fiancé. The job provides too little satisfaction, too many hours of unneeded duress, a paucity of productive interaction, uncertain working conditions, and endless stress. Pay-wise, I'm undervalued and disenchanted. Advancements slow, the bonus is routine, my on-call overtime is taken for granted, and benefits are few and far between. This document, I'm hopeful, underscores my deep regret. I'm very truly yours." Letter of Resignation by William Baer, from Boccaccia and Other Sonnets, published by Texas Review Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.